Another game that was in early access, actually, No Rest for the Wicked, which is a PC release, but also does work on Steam and Steam Deck.
So, it's true. The king is dead. We find ourselves in a place we never sought. The threat of anarchy swells beneath us.
Done begging for scraps. We take what we need.
A plague that spent 1,000 years confined to stories is now clawing at our gate.
Pestilence, it festers everything it touches.
It's a punishment upon those who have lost their faith.
You know how, like, at the beginning of a game, you create your character?
Yeah.
This had a character creator that the standard body models looked like Gollum. Like, I was actually very scared of the character that I made. And I was a bit like, is everything...
You get scared easily, though, Chris.
Yeah, and I was like, is everything okay? Is this game been... But then, when the clothes go, and the armour go on your character, and then when the camera goes from the top down, it kind of makes a lot more sense. But everyone's, when they start off, the first thing they're confronted with is what looks like a horrific character creator. And you think, uh-oh, this is not going to be a good game.
This is not great.
I managed to play it on the Steam Deck. It's not really optimized for that, but it was actually really good. It's from the people who made Ori. What are they called? Will of the Wisp, probably, and Something
I
of the
love
Flame.
Ori. If you've never played Ori before, it's like...
Mario, but on, like, the most beautiful.
It's gorgeous to look at. It's very calming. I like games like that.
It's a platformer, though, which is your vibe. You
My
love a
vibe. I love a platformer, yeah. No, it's beautiful. So this is like that, is it? So it looks like
it's
that.
It's made by the Ori people. The art style is basically very similar.
Right.
However, it's a top-down hack and slasher, more like Diablo, those kind of
right,
games.
Right, yeah.
Again, funnily enough, a Game of Thrones inspired story, very clearly. You almost could have taken a Game of Thrones episode, cartoonified the characters, and that was the cutscene.
It seems as though we've got a bit of a trend going.
Well, it's so popular.
A lot of games like that at the minute.
And season 2 of House of the Dragon has just come out, so you can understand why.
Yeah, people are.
They're looking at what's being released,
yeah.
You know. So it's like a 3D Ori.
Okay.
The combat's pretty tough. Like, you will die if you get hit 3 or 4 times. You've got to dodge and parry
another
and stuff.
Bugbear with me.
No, but I normally don't like it when games are too hard. But it made me, when I was going through and fighting and winning, it made me feel like I was quite skillful.
You do that? Yeah, yeah.
Whereas instead of it just, you know, like a lot of times these days, the bad guys just part like the Red Sea.
Yeah.
And you think, I'm too powerful.
No, I never think that, Chris.
Like in Skyrim now, I'm playing Skyrim again. I'm nearly finished, thank God. I'm enjoying it, but I've had enough now. My arrows are so powerful that I can shoot a massive giant in one shot.
That's my vibe.
And he sort of, like, the giants then sort of fly across the map.
Yep.
It's
yep,
boring.
That's what I like.
I'm too good.
No, never say that.
But anyway, this was a very, very, very good game. It's available in early access. It's going to be released with co-op when it comes out fully, and that should be a complete game changer. But that is out now, about £35 on Steam, and you can also get it on Windows. It works on the Steam Deck pretty well, and it's in early access.